Grace Mengi Kimani, the executive director of URAYA, Kenya's national civic education program, told RFI's Paul Nolan that Kenya remains too patriarchal to allow women into positions of power.
Unfortunately, a woman who has a job which has wide influence or a very significant or powerful position, so to speak, is viewed as probably a woman who would not be compliant with society, a rebel, a woman who probably is not married, who, if she has been married, is now divorced or is not able then to also be a mother and a caretaker or a homemaker or a family maker.
So in these current elections, there's one woman who's trying to be the next president of Kenya.
Yes.
What kind of reputation does she have? Is she seen as a role model for Kenyan women?
Unfortunately, when we look at the one and only female presidential candidate, she's seen as a very harsh lady, no nonsense. At one time, she got a tag in parliament as being the only one who was strong enough to stand up and speak out. So she's seen from that perspective as one who doesn't smile enough, and people will make comments that, oh, if only she had a softer look, if she smiled a bit more, then we'd be able to vote for her. Just reinforcing the stereotype that women are supposed to be flowers, they're supposed to be pretty, they're supposed to smile, they're not supposed to be serious. In terms of her as a role model, I think a lot more so for younger women, women who are probably 30 and below are able to look up to her as a role model because they have grown up in a society that is a lot more open to seeing women progress into higher positions. And, you know, she does have that traction amongst younger men and even younger women.
Do you think women have any separate attributes to men that they could bring to Kenyan politics?
I think women do have separate attributes that they can bring to Kenyan politics in terms of being able to look at perspectives or look at things from a point where they've been traditionally really marginalized. Being able to think not just along tribal lines, but thinking beyond that because of the motherly or nurturing or caretaking qualities that they have that people would feel are inherent in women. But I think more so because of the marginalization that as a block of women that they have faced, being able to bring that perspective and have people have discussions about basic necessities around food, education, health, things that really go to the core of a Kenyan woman who's struggling every day, they would be able to bring more of that perspective to parliament and to politics in Kenya.
What steps need to be taken to empower women in Kenya?
The most difficult step that we have to take is that the changing of people's thinking, their own understanding and appreciation of women as equals. So I don't think we're at the stage where we need any more legislative reform. We really have to dig in deep and do the hard work of changing people.